You know, not often do I get to be on Timbuktu and get to sit down and chat with a member of a National Football League organization. He is an Aquinite. He's from Freeport, Illinois. He's my neighbor. But more importantly, this is Landon Keister, and he is employed as a member of the equipment department of the Green Bay Packers. And we are incredibly happy on Timbuktu to have Landon with us today. Hi, Landon.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Landon, I mentioned that you're a proud Aquinite. You and I both graduated from Aquin High School. And when I sat in my graduation ceremony, I was like, just ready to graduate. But when you were sitting there, did you say to yourself, hey, one day I'm going to be employed by the Green Bay Packers?
I mean, to start, I was always a dream to work for the Green Bay Packers. But when I was graduating high school, I never really thought it'd take off and I'd be working as soon as I am currently. I was more so thinking it'd take me a few more years after graduating college to like get my foot in the door and all that. But first year out of college, within a few months of graduating, I was offered the position and going on to year number 8 this coming season.
Year number 8. Wow. So how did you get your foot in the door? What college did you go to?
So I started off with Highland Community College. I did the 2 years there and I got my business at Highland. And then I went to Clark University in Dubuque, Iowa. And there is where I majored in sport management and got a minor in business. And Clark never really had a football team to start because they were an all-women's school until the 80s. And then they decided when I was a junior that they were going to go forward with starting a football program. So I started helping out with more like a little internship with the athletic director there, just helping like send out emails and recruitments. And then my senior year is when they hired a head football coach. And I pretty much interned with him the whole year, helping him with all the startup. So technically, I was a little bit behind when I first got hired by the Packers because I never really got to experience the on-field equipment aspect. I was more just like the startup. So I've worked my way to where I am today, but if my coach for Clark, his name was Miguel Regalado, he was the big help for me because I sent a letter of recommendation, my resume, and a cover letter up to the Packers, and he wrote me a nice letter. And then after I had gotten in contact with the Packers, he asked me if he could maybe reach out to the head equipment guy at the time. And I made sure that was okay. And they ended up talking more and more. So I have a lot to thank for him helping me.
So you got your foot in, thanks to Coach Regalado. You got your foot in. And I mean, Did you see it on a website? Were you talked to? I mean, was it just a blind luck sending something to Green Bay? How did this happen?
I pretty much just kind of took my chance with it. I sent it straight to my boss and the human resources, just sent both just to get it up there. And I truly didn't think I'd hear as fast as I did because I sent it out on a Monday, and that Friday, I got a phone call from my boss, and I was not prepared exactly because I just was getting a phone call from Green Bay, and I'm like, this has to be the only phone call because I never had gotten calls from there.
Sure.
So I took it from there, and then I had to go through like a little process of some interviews and some meetings with them. And by June was when I was like, got the offer, and July 23rd was my officially first day.
So let's talk about really quick the first day. I mean, you're a Packer fan. You get this call, you're in, and it's your first day as a member of the equipment department of the Green Bay Packers. What did you do on that day?
I was pretty in awe the first part. I was very nervous. Because it's the Green Bay Packers. It's a professional organization. I really didn't know what to expect. And I just, I remember walking in and I got to like shadow with some of the other equipment guys that had been there. So I just kind of like followed them to learn the routes of where we're going and all that. And when some of the players started showing up, it's like, there's, as I always say, there's 12 Aaron Rodgers right in front of me. And I could not like believe it. And the first thing he did, because he knew I was like new, he said, "Hey, I'm Aaron." And I said, "I'm Landon," and had a nice little handshake.
Yeah, you're going to remember that one, aren't you?
Definitely.
So, Landon, what about, okay, let's talk about training camp, first of all, for the equipment department. What's a day from, what time do you start in the morning? How long do you go? What happens? I mean, I know you work incredibly hard. How can you explain that to everybody? How hard you work, especially all year long, but during training camp and during the season?
So yeah, training camp is like its own category, where I'm typically there at like 7 a.m. and being training camp, there's more going on that we're usually there till maybe 8:30, 9:30, depending on kind of how late like the last like walkthrough goes through. But it pretty much goes very fast. Time flies. It's like next thing you know, it's time to go home. And you know, you go home, go to bed, and then up right away and do it all over again.
So, you know, you have all these players and you have all these things and whatever. What are some jobs that you do while the training camp is during the day is going on? What are some jobs that you do during it?
So during the day, we typically get in and we all do like laundry together. So that's like a whole team thing that we do, but we'll start getting any of the leftover stuff from the day before, get that going. And then when the players start arriving, if they want new cleats, we'll help out with that, or we'll go to like the full-time guys to make sure it gets done correctly. There's once we get in the pads and the jerseys, we'll put onto the shoulder pads, we'll put out their like practice pants, make sure they all have their thigh and knee pads. And then once it gets within like 2 hours of practice, few of us will start heading down to the practice field, and then we start setting up all the equipment for the individual drills. When we get to team periods, just all that for practice, we just have to make sure we're ready for that. And then pretty much during practice, we're helping wherever the coaches need us to be, whatever needs to be done. We're running around radioing each other, trying to help each other out too, letting them know, hey, I need this item. If someone's close enough, grab it and bring it over here quickly. And then pretty much once practice is over, we just go in reverse and pick everything back up, put it away, and then we make our way back up to the stadium and go back to working with laundry and whatever else needs to be done.
So training camp's over. It's now time for the season to start. And let's just say this. It's the first game of the year. It's the first game of the year. When do you start preparing a home game? Let's talk about home game and then away game. A home game on Sunday morning or Saturday night, when do you start getting the uniforms ready to go? When do you start getting everything ready for the home game, for the first home game of the season?
So for home games, we'll start putting on like the jerseys that have, it's mainly like your D-line, O-line, linebackers. We'll start putting those jerseys on that Saturday. If the game's typically Sunday, we'll put those on. If there's tours that'll be going on for the facility, but then once that's done, then we'll start helping put out, sometimes we'll help put out game pants, gloves, any little things that we can put into their lockers. We'll help out with that. Typically we'll start if it's like a noon game, we're typically there by 7 o'clock, and it's pretty much just make sure we have everything in the right spots where it needs to be. And then game time, or even before that, I typically go and help scrub like the K-ball before the game. And then I'll be out on the field helping out warm up with like the specialists. And then I go do different jobs with like the DBs and the linebackers. And then when it comes to game time, I've typically been out there being like a ball boy.
Cool.
Throwing the ball to the refs.
What's the coolest thing you've ever done game day?
game day, I would say it's just, I'd say basically the coolest thing is always just when we're out on the field, and especially when we're winning the game and it's getting down to the wire and all that. That's where it gets to be a lot of fun, because the celebration, the players are all hyped, the home field, all the fans are up there cheering. I did, at the beginning of working there, I did help inside the locker room post game. And it's inside the locker room after a win is always a blast. It's we have a lot of laughs and smiles in there. But I currently now help out with cleaning up on the sideline, since I'm mainly outside during the game.
Sure. Well, let's talk about a road game, because that's just not getting it ready to go the day of. How long does it take to get a road game ready? Do you go to all the road games? And if you do, when do you get there? When do you leave? What's the deal?
So typically for the, like, back to the jerseys of putting them on the shoulder pads, those ones will do typically Friday, so that it's ready to go Saturday, because we will typically travel out on a Saturday, but we want to get that done and packed so that it's one less thing to worry about the next day. And then it's pretty much, depending how far the game is for the truck, depends when we like get that stuff all taken care of. But like your main items will be like helmets, shoulder pads, jerseys, their cleats, gloves, all that'll go on Saturday. We'll pack it into like a bin and put it on the plane with us so that it's with us at all times. And then typically games that are noon will go the equipment, and some of the other staff members will go right to the stadium after we land, and we'll start setting up half the locker room so that we have most of it ready to go the next day, so that we can get up and get going and taking care of all the other little like responsibilities that we can do.
So you then are there. Let's say it's a Monday night football game. Do you guys fly back that night after the game, or do you fly back the next day?
Yeah, we typically, once the game's over, we've got like maybe an hour and a half to like pick up the locker room and get everything packed up. And we get on the buses and bus to the airport and we take off. So if it's a night game, it's usually kind of early in the morning when we land back in Green Bay.
So let's hear some fun Landon, member of the Green Bay Packer, talk here. What's your favorite Lambeau, of course, but when you have an away game, what's your favorite stadium to go to?
Oh, there's been quite a few that, with the new renovations and the new buildings, I hate to say it because it's such a far trip and I dislike the team, but San Francisco has a very nice visiting locker room. It's very spacious, very nice up-to-date lockers. Even Minnesota, their newer visiting locker room is quite nice too.
Can I ask you a question about that? Because I was at that Green Bay Minnesota game. Okay. Yes. Up there. Is that the loudest stadium you've ever been to?
It does, being that it's a dome. It does get quite loud inside there. And when they're putting in that skull chant, it does echo a bit.
That drives me nuts.
And I'm not a big fan of that either.
Not either, man.
But I mean, even like when we were in Philadelphia for the playoff game, any playoff game, it gets very loud. And I will say, being an open spot for Philly, their stadium, it got quite loud when it got closer to the end of that game.
So what stadium were you like, oh, really?
I'd have to say one of them, the visiting locker room, the Cincinnati Bengals, it's kind of out of date. And it was just, they didn't fully clean up very nicely after like the team before us was. So we were kind of a little disappointed in that. But most of them are pretty good, I would say. But it was, yeah, Cincinnati was a bit rough.
So what's a memory in 8 years that you've had with a certain player or a certain moment or something that you said, you know what, that's pretty darn special. I can't believe I'm a part of something like this.
I'd have to say it was at one of our practices. Things were just kind of a little rough. It was a little rough for me that day. And I was a little frustrated at some scenarios that had happened. And I'm not knowing was watching me when I was talking to one of my my buddies, and walked over, 12 came over next to me and said, "What's going on?" And he ended up putting his arm around me and just like kind of calming me down and just saying, "Hey, you're doing what you can do. It's all good. Like, control what you can control and things will be going good." He's like, it's all good. It's just, you know, it's practice. Things are just happening. So I'd have to say that was a big memorable moment for me, was him just seeing me and coming over and taking his time to say, "Hey, it's going to be okay."
Wow. So you and I talked about this off pod, but the draft is going to be up there. What any responsibilities for you with the draft at all, or no?
As of right now, I do not know what I'll be doing. If we don't have anything, I'll just try attending it for fun as well, having that experience. But yeah, I'm not totally sure what's fully going on yet. I pretty much, what I always say to everybody else is, what you know is pretty much what I know at this point, but they've got a plan and all that. So I'm looking forward to seeing what it's going to be like.
Well, I'm proud of you for many reasons, but more importantly, here's a Freeport guy done great. And he is a full-time employee of the Green Bay Packers. And so I guess my last question, because it can just be a statement here on Timbuktu, is I am proud to be a member of the Green Bay Packer organization because
I'm able to do what I love every day. And we, the Packers, is a very like respected organization. So I'm very proud to be able to be a part of that and help out with them.
Landon Keister, thank you so much. Good luck this season. We'll see you on TV. Like my wife and I said, there's Landon. We see Landon. There he is. I swear that's Landon. And we're very, very proud of you. And good luck this season. And let's bring the Lombardi Trophy home.
Thank you. I appreciate it.